I'm here at Digby Brown. I'm joined by David Wilson, who's one of the partners here. And we've just had this FAI published this morning. What is your reaction to what you've read so far?
Very encouraging. I think what Sheriff Beckett and his very full and considered examination of the evidence has concluded that and made several recommendations that the family support. In particular, we support the recommendation that there should be a wider awareness amongst the public about the dangers of people driving with medical conditions, in that when people drive with medical conditions that could affect their driving, they're not only putting themselves at danger, but members of the public.
And this seems to be really the crux of what Sheriff Beckett has to say about this repeated lying that Harry Clark did.
Yes, Sheriff Beckett has concluded that Harry Clark lied consistently and repeatedly over a number of years in order to continue to drive. And also that had Harry Clark told the truth, and in particular about his about a previous incident in April 2010, he would not have been driving for Glasgow City Council on the 22nd of December last year.
And basically this tragedy would never have happened and six people wouldn't have lost their lives.
Absolutely. I think it's very difficult, certainly for the family that I've instructed, to accept the fact that had Mr Clark not told lies, their family members would still be alive.
And they've just been digesting this report this morning. You've been meeting with them. What is their reaction? Can you tell me?
There is obviously a very difficult time for them, and they still have a lot of frustrations. However, they do feel that there are some positive things to be taken out of Sheriff Beckett's determination, in particular towards recommendations that can prevent any other families going through the terrible, tragic loss that they have suffered and continue to suffer.
I mean, it must be quite hard for them to come to terms with all that information being so much. And did they have a chance to properly go through it and make sense of it?
The family did attend the FAI, so they did hear the evidence. So they were very aware of the likely determination, considering the overwhelming evidence over such matters as Mr Clark's declarations to his employers and to the DVLA.
So what does this mean? He's made these eight recommendations. Where does it go from here?
What the recommendations do is that it gives an indication as to what should be considered by the relevant bodies such as the DVLA and the Crown Office and possibly the GMC into their procedures to ensure that situations like this don't happen again.
When we look at all the different bodies that are involved with this, do you think it's the DVLA that have got are most at fault here, apart from Harry Clark possibly, you could argue?
No, I don't think the DVLA are at fault. However, I do think that certain procedures should be tightened up. I think it is a very difficult situation for them when you have 650,000 medical declarations a year. However, what is important when you have a self-declaratory system which is dependent on people admitting that they have medical conditions that, that prevents them from driving to the DVLA themselves, that there is a proper deterrence, that people know that if they do not tell the truth to the DVLA, they will be prosecuted.
And what we learned in the FAI was there was lots of sort of loopholes where people knew information but it wasn't sort of communicated properly, you know, especially with, you know, the health centre side of it. Is that something that needs to be married up better?
Absolutely. What seems to have come out is that Harry Clark was able to mislead various bodies in order to keep his licence, and certainly the recommendations by the recent recommendations of the GMC that are a matter of in a consultation paper that doctors should be reporting drivers to the DVLA would be certainly help ensure that people who shouldn't be driving are not driving.
Mm-hmm. And you obviously represent the family of Jacqueline Morton. What happens from here?
I think for the family, they're just currently focused on digesting the determination. And what they want to see is, firstly, that the lessons learnt from this tragedy are taken forward and measures are put in place to ensure that that people are not allowed to deceive their employers, their doctors, the DVLA, in order to continue driving when they shouldn't drive.
It's obviously been a long journey for the family. It's a very emotional journey, from losing their loved ones to sitting through the FAI mm-hmm. for 5 weeks. Does this bring them a little bit of comfort, today's findings, or help them in the journey forward?
I think it's very difficult for the families. It's going to be a long process for them. However, certainly any recommendations that can be used as a positive way to prevent accidents like this happening again is of some comfort to them.